As a teenager in Ghana, George Mwinyah fell seriously ill. Who fell seriously ill? George Mwinyah fell seriously ill. Where was he? He was in Ghana. After sacrificing 3 chickens to the gods, he miraculously healed. What was sacrificed? 3 chickens were sacrificed. Was he miraculously healed? Yes, he was miraculously healed. Now a student of public health at Johns Hopkins University, he doesn't think it was the sacrifice itself that saved him. Where is he a student? He is a student at Johns Hopkins University. Does he think that it was the sacrifice itself that saved him? No, he doesn't think it was the sacrifice itself that saved him. He thinks it was the act of giving thanks. What does he think saved him? He thinks it was the act of giving thanks that saved him. Growing up, Mwinyah's father religiously sacrificed 3 chickens every week. How many chickens did Mwinyah's father sacrifice every week? Mwinyah's father sacrificed 3 chickens every week. It was how he gave thanks to the rivers, mountains, ancestors, and gods for the health of his 7 wives and 32 children. What was he giving thanks for? He was giving thanks for the health of his 7 wives and 32 children. Sacrifice was a way of life where they lived. What was a way of life where they lived? Sacrifice was a way of life where they lived. People believe that failing to sacrifice enough could lead to drought, disease, and death. Did people believe that failing to sacrifice enough could lead to drought, disease, and death? Yes, people believe that failing to sacrifice enough could lead to drought, disease, and death. As Mwinyah remembers it, these beliefs seem strangely accurate. Did these beliefs seem crazy? No, these beliefs did not seem crazy. These beliefs seem strangely accurate. When families offered chickens as sacrifices, their sick family members usually recovered. What happened when families offered chickens as sacrifices? When families offered chickens as sacrifices, their sick family members usually recovered. If they didn't sacrifice, terrible things seemed to happen. What happened if they didn't sacrifice? If they didn't sacrifice, terrible things seemed to happen. In his last year of high school, Mwinyah fell seriously ill. When did Mwinyah fall seriously ill? In his last year of high school, Mwinyah fell seriously ill. He was in bad shape and could not swallow water or food. What kind of shape was he in? He was in bad shape. What couldn't he swallow? He couldn't swallow water or food. Mwinyah's uncle wanted answers. Who wanted answers? Mwinyah's uncle wanted answers. He rode his bicycle 6 hours to the next village to visit an oracle. Who did he visit? He visited an oracle. How long did he ride his bicycle? He rode his bicycle 6 hours. The oracle told him that the river god, the god of the land, and his ancestors were angry. Did the oracle tell him that the river god, the god of the land, and his ancestors were happy? No, the oracle did not tell him that the river god, the god of the land, and his ancestors were happy. The oracle told him that the river god, the god of the land, and his ancestors were angry. It had been too long since they had received thanks for blessings and protecting the family. Had it been too long since they had received thanks? Yes, it had been too long since they had received thanks. What did they want thanks for? They wanted thanks for blessings and protecting the family. The oracle told him that Mwinyah would die if they failed to appease them. What did the oracle tell him would happen to Mwinyah? The oracle told him that Mwinyah would die if they failed to appease them. His family sacrificed 3 chickens. Who sacrificed 3 chickens? His family sacrificed 3 chickens. To make sure all their bases were covered, an herbalist also provided Mwinyah with a mixture of herbs, as well as shea butter, to rub on his neck. Who provided Mwinyah with a mixture of herbs? An herbalist provided Mwinyah with a mixture of herbs. What was he given to rub on his neck? He was given shea butter to rub on his neck. 3 days later, he was fit as a fiddle. Who was fit as a fiddle 3 days later? 3 days later, Munyaa was fit as a fiddle. He is now a student of public health, and he lives with his wife and son in the United States. What is he a student of? He is a student of public health. Who does he live with? He lives with his wife and son. Where do they live? They live in the United States. He says that he thinks of the experience a little differently these days. Does he think of the experience a little differently these days? Yes, he thinks of the experience a little differently these days. It was not the sacrifice that healed him. Does he think it was the sacrifice that healed him? No, he doesn't think that it was the sacrifice that healed him. It was the act of feeling and giving thanks. Was it the act of feeling and giving thanks? Yes, it was the act of feeling and giving thanks. Munyaa may be on to something. Who may be on to something? Munyaa may be on to something. According to research, grateful people generally feel healthier. Who generally feels healthier? Grateful people generally feel healthier. They take better care of their bodies through exercise, eating well, and sleeping. How do they take better care of their bodies? They take better care of their bodies through exercise, eating well, and sleeping. Feeling grateful also improves psychological health. What improves psychological health? Feeling grateful improves psychological health. It has been shown to increase happiness while decreasing stress and depression. Has it been shown to increase happiness? Yes, it has been shown to increase happiness. Has it been shown to increase stress and depression? No, it has not been shown to increase stress and depression. It has been shown to decrease stress and depression. But that's not all. Is that all? No, that's not all. Recent research also suggests that gratitude can prolong relationships, enhance empathy, increase self-esteem, and even help people overcome trauma. Can gratitude prolong relationships? Yes, gratitude can prolong relationships. Can gratitude also help people overcome trauma? Yes, gratitude can also help people overcome trauma. In fact, a 2003 study found that gratitude was one of the biggest contributors to people's resilience after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Was gratitude one of the biggest contributors to people's resilience after the terrorist attacks of September 11th? Yes, gratitude was one of the biggest contributors to people's resilience after the terrorist attacks of September 11th. The study showed that recognizing what you have to be thankful for can increase mental and emotional strength. What increases mental and emotional strength? Recognizing what you have to be thankful for can increase mental and emotional strength. It seems that being thankful really can work wonders, especially when gratitude is hardest to find. What can work wonders? Being thankful can work wonders.